Hey there. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the reason why it's hard to live your priorities or goals or values or whatever you want to call them and how to change that. So this is a really important topic because we all have goals we're trying to achieve and things we want to do and priorities, but it can sometimes feel overwhelming, feel like there's too much going on. We don't have time to be a good parent. We don't have time to do whatever. For me personally, I don't have time to make some of my personal goals happen right now. So if we sit down, we can usually think about what our priorities are. They're not super hard to understand. For example, mine right now are health, relationships, having social impact, and having financial security. So those may not be 100% correct, and I'm not going to get too much into the nitty-gritty, but I do think they're pretty close to what my true priorities are in life right now. And I even have actually more clear, specific goals, SMART goals around them. For health, I want to, you know, be exercising a certain times per week, and I do that. I want to eat a certain number of times per week. I want to completely relax. There's some other things I want to do, not about having fun, laughing. There's some for relationships, and so on and so on. But despite knowing all of these, they're hard to do. And so why is that? Why is it hard to follow our priorities? One big reason is our own actions. So if we don't schedule something, it becomes very, very hard for us to actually do it. So my partner makes a lot of fun of me because I actually schedule in my calendar work. I'll put big blocks of time where I'm supposed to be doing work. And she laughs because, you know, you have all the time in the world. I'm a freelancer. I can kind of create my own schedule. But if I don't put those blocks in there, then suddenly something else could come up. I'll look at my schedule and someone will want to meet with me and I'll say yes. And so hoarding and guarding these times through your schedule is really, really important to help defend against your own actions, your future. It's almost like your current self protecting your future self from not living these priorities. And so that's one big thing is scheduling. And then the other big thing is sometimes I have desires that contradict my priorities or goals. So, you know, these are super common, but I'll crave food or I'll want to shift my schedule. I won't have energy, et cetera, et cetera. That's very challenging. And so what do you do? I think one important thing is to keep reflecting on your desires and understand when they're temporary and when they're not temporary. So for example, sometimes I just want some sugar. And that's a big addiction I've had in the past, and I know that. And at the same time, if I don't get the sugar, nothing changes. I'm actually better off. I'm healthier because I'm not eating something that I don't really need in my body. So over time, these desires change. I've cut out sugar from my diet for the last couple of months, and I don't crave it as much anymore. So reflecting on those desires is really important, and I think there's many good blog posts out there that talk about how to do that. And so then the second thing is also making sure that, you know, when you have your desires that contradict your goals, you're rethinking your goals sometimes. So that's where some sort of weekly process or quarterly process can help you, is to make sure that your goals are the right goals and to be changing those at deliberate times, at times when you're at your best rather than when you're in the throes of craving. And then the other really important and hard thing to do is to cancel everything else. No one listening to this is definitely coming into this with just a fresh, completely open schedule. We all have commitments of various kinds. And what we have to realize is that these are exactly the sorts of things that make it why it's so hard to live your priorities. So, you know, sometimes things will come up and life will happen and you'll have to make changes, but that's different. What I'm talking about now is already existing priorities that don't fit into your priorities others have for you or that you used to have that don't fit into what your current priorities are. And so cancel those. People often, you know, are scared of canceling meetings or canceling things, and it's actually not that bad. Sometimes it's so great when somebody cancels something for me. I'll be thinking, oh, I really, you know, I don't particularly want to do this thing. I've agreed to help out a friend, and suddenly they cancel it, and I have that time back, and that's great. Other things can be a lot harder. Sometimes it's a project at work, and it feels like you can't say no. But just try it. Bring it up with your manager and explore that. See if there is a way to say no or if there is a way to shift it so it can be less of your time. And, you know, this can be very challenging. This is exactly what makes this whole part hard, is canceling everything. But see if you can just give yourself the space to try it for a week or for a month. See what changes, and then see if there are certain things that, you know, you really can't cancel for whatever reason. And also continue to reflect on those. So, for example, you might not want to let somebody down, but you might realize that you're letting yourself down, and they might understand that shift if you explain that to them. So hopefully by the end of this, you've walked away with a couple of things you can do to better live the priorities and goals and achieve those things that you want. One is to reflect on your desires over time to make sure you're understanding when they come up, are they really a long-term shift in my priority or a short-term one? Second is to schedule in everything you want. So make sure that you have, use your calendar, use it very wisely and diligently, and then cancel everything else. And those are the easier said than done, but those are the things that really can make it easier to live your priorities.